If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Most of the limitations we have do not exist in reality. They exist only in your own mind. And one of the starting points of great achievement is to start questioning those self-limiting beliefs and throw them off and act as if they did not exist. And when you act as if they didn't exist, lo and behold, they simply disappear.
To be successful, you must become a person with a great capacity for belief. And the place to start believing is with yourself. You should begin by recognizing that you were born with the privilege of complete control over your own mind. You should also recognize that by the application of the master key to success, which I am passing on to you through these visits, you can take full possession of your mind and make it yield you whatever you demand in life.
When you're working on something you want to achieve, you have got to stand up to that voice. You've got to sell yourself every day on your abilities, on what you're doing, on the goal that you want to reach. You've got to sell yourself every day, every day, every day. According to your level of belief, it will manifest itself in what you're doing. Whatever we have right now, whatever we're demonstrating in our lives, is a result of what we believe subconsciously that we deserve. And part of increasing that belief level is that you have got to convince yourself every day. You've got to sell yourself.
Go where you feel comfortable. Do what makes you feel good. That's why people that are doing what they love never have to work again. They spend their whole life in a wonderful vibration. The person who truly understands how to pray puts himself in a wonderful vibration. I want to suggest you study it and understand this. You will attract to you whatever you're in harmonious vibration with. You are in control of the vibration you're in. Control your vibration. Control the flow. There's an energy flowing to and through you. And when it flows into your consciousness, it has no form. Our thinking gives it form. And as we internalize it, it controls the vibration the body's in. When you're in a good vibration, good ideas flow into your mind. You'll see a better way of doing whatever you're doing. You'll improve whatever you're doing. And that's really what you want. You want to get magnificent results. Make good things happen. Keep yourself in a high vibration.
All science and all theology tells you energy is, God is neither created nor destroyed, is the cause and effect of itself, is 100% evenly present in all places at all times, is all-knowing, is all-powerful. You see, the knowledge that got us into the air has always been here. We didn't just make something out of nothing. When the Wright brothers introduced us to this new kingdom, they just tapped into something that was already here. We've always been able to do that. We've just become aware of how to do it. See, a person that's earning $25,000 a year, they're not earning $25,000 a year because they want 25 a year. They're earning 25 a year because they're not aware of how to earn 50. Any person in this room can become financially independent. There's no trick to it. Dr. Wernher von Braun one time pointed out that the natural laws of this universe are so precise that you and I don't have any difficulty today building a spaceship. We can send a person to the moon and we can literally time the landing with the precision of a fraction of a second. He also said these laws must have been set by someone.
You just have to write down your dream and then write down a list of how do you accomplish them. What do I need to do? What do I need to learn to be able to accomplish those goals? And that's what I do. I don't just sit there and worry about it. I just start doing it. And don't be so worried if you're afraid. It's like, okay, I feel it. It's like, that's fine. Just keep working through it. Really, the fear you feel is the unknown. It's what you don't know. And just kind of recognize that it's okay not to know and work towards a knowingness of things. And the only way to do it is not to be in your head on it, but just to start looking, go out and start doing it one step at a time.
The moment your belief matches with any state, that's a state. The moment your belief matches with any state, you fuse with it, you become one with it. We're not talking about the body, we're talking about the consciousness. You fuse with it. This union results in the activation, projection of its plots, plans, and conditions and circumstances. See, when you do that, you affect the entire universe. This new state, when you're operating with the proper consciousness, this new state of awareness becomes your home from which you view the world.
Once you actually give yourself the reality glasses, not the woe is me glasses, but think, no, really, if I had to do this, what are all of the things that I would have to improve? Then you see how incredibly long that list is. And then you take this deep breath, and that list is the hard work. It's starting at the top and then wanting to cross the first one off after your first day, but then realizing you still haven't done it well enough to cross it off. And you're like, wait, I have to do another day and I still haven't, quote, made a dent in this list. And then you do it another day and a third day and a fifth day and a fifth week. And then all of a sudden you're like, okay, I think I've got the first one done. And then you still look at this list, but along the way of doing that first one, you realize 20 other things that you could add to that list.
For every one that you cross off, you create 10 more because you start to win in the weeds. You start to look at a higher resolution.
And that's the never-ending cycle of excellence.
So the key to breaking ourselves out of the comfort zone and breaking ourselves loose of the shackle of helplessness is courage and confidence. We neutralize the antidote to fear and ignorance is desire and knowledge. And the more we learn about what we want to do and be and have, the more we believe that we can do it. The more we believe that we can do it, the more willing we are to try. And the more willing we are to try, the more likely it is we will succeed. What is the first part of triumph? The first part of triumph is to try.
If you have something in your life that you're trying to acquire or you want, and you don't have it written down, you have now reduced the chances of you getting it by 80%. Because it's a principle of success. It's in your Bible. You see, the Bible is full of all the principles you need. It tells you everything you need to. So here it is. This scripture says, write the vision and make it plain, so that he who reads it will run to it. And even though it tarry means take a while. And even though it tarry, wait for it, for surely it will come at an appointed time. That's a fact. It's not a theory. It's a fact.
Think of what you want in terms of the end result. Do not worry about how. Do not think about the minutiae. Don't micromanage it. Just in your mind's eye, go to a place where it already exists. And so for a note from the universe, that place is, woohoo! I wrote an awesome note, and I know what it feels like to have written what I think is an awesome note. And so for usually I set a timer for 1 minute. Just 1 minute. And during that 1 minute, I'm just like, yes, I love my life. I love this job. That was so easy. This is so fun. There's so many notes. There's an infinite number, as many grains of sand on the earth. That's how many notes, awesome notes, wait to be written. And so I'm in this place of, I've done it. Without thinking what I'll write about, whether it's gratitude or appreciation or judgment or dreams coming true, those are all hows. That's minutia. That's not what our brain's for. Our brain is this phenomenal instrument, if you will, that taps our spiritual energy and that brings it forth. And we dictate what is brought forth with images in our mind of the end result, or even better than images, feelings, emotion. This is what it's all about. So that woo-woo joy that I feel when I visualize for 1 minute before I write summons good ideas, so that there will then be a manifestation that replicates, that makes real, that actualizes that joy. This is how emotions become things.
When you come to an end of thought, and you don't know how to meditate, you don't know what to do with your mind, nobody can tell you, then thinking comes to an end naturally. You can begin meditation. Or meditation happens, and that is, happening is the watching simply of what is. of all the information to you conveyed by your exterior and interior senses, and of the thoughts that keep chattering on about it all. You don't try to stop those thoughts. You just let them run as if they were birds twittering outside. And they will eventually get tired of themselves and stop. But don't worry about whether they do or don't. Just simply watch whatever it is that you are feeling, thinking, experiencing, and that's it. Watch it. And don't go out of your way to put any names on it.
We're not failed by our desires or our expectations. We're failed by the systems we don't build. We're failed by the processes we don't create. We're failed by the criteria we don't have. We're failed by the boundaries we don't make. That's what fails us. Myth number three, writing it down is not enough. We think, I wrote it in my journal, so it's on its way. Here's the reality. Writing helps focus the brain, but it's step one, not the finish line. Think of it like making a grocery list. Everyone needs one of those. You need to know what you're missing, what you need to fill your fridge with, what you need this week. But if you never go to the store, the list doesn't feed you. Research known as the generation effect shows writing improves memory and focus. But memory isn't momentum. Here's the step. After journaling, add what's one step I can take today toward this. If you write, start a podcast, your next step could be outline an episode, learn how to record a podcast, research a podcast. For so many of us, we write down what we want. We don't write down how we're going to get there. It's the how we're going to get there that makes things seem manageable. What our mind does is when we say, I want to start a podcast, it feels so big, we feel overwhelmed. We feel overburdened by doing this huge thing. When you break it down into all the multiple steps of how to get there, the key is to figure out the next step you can take right now.
If you could learn how to rest your attention in your heart, and where you place your attention is where you place your energy, regulate your breath, start slowing your breathing down, even if you did it for 1 minute, you could actually begin to change your brain waves, and you could actually cause your heart to start functioning more regulation and more order. If you said, okay, I'm going to work with my body and I'm going to start breathing and I'm going to start feeling emotions that I do want to feel. Yes, it may take you a few minutes to get there, but if you keep practicing it over and over again, the heart starts producing a very profound signal. It starts to produce an external magnetic field. It's measurable. So now you have a coherent brain, which means you can get very intentional. And you have a coherent heart, which means you can feel the emotions of your future before it happens. Somehow you have this broadcasting of this Wi-Fi signal. And the brain tends to be electrical in nature, so it sends out an electrical charge into the field. The heart is the magnetic charge. It's what draws things to us. It's the magnetic field. And now you actually, by changing the way you think and the way you feel, you're changing the signal in the field. And if you're able to maintain that state for an extended period of time, I say something magical is going to happen in your life.
The idea that self-love is holding yourself to a higher standard than anyone else does, you believing in you more than anybody else does, is such a first principles way of looking at self-love. Okay, so I'm supposed to love myself. I'm supposed to support myself and be my biggest fan. But I don't have the most belief in me. So I'm supposed to have self-love, but I cap my own potential.
Take action on the most important thing on your list. Do something, launch. Get going, do it now. Do it immediately. Get up and do something. It doesn't have to be a lot. It can be revising your papers. It could be making a phone call. It could be ordering a book. It could be something. But do something, which is sort of like the kickoff in a football game. Just kick the ball off as far as you can.
I dare you to go home and write down everything you want on paper. Read it every morning and every night. I dare you. in 1 year, I want you to pull that paper off and check, put a check mark by everything you've accumulated on that list. You'll be stunned. You will be absolutely stunned. It don't matter if you don't believe in it. It don't matter if you've ever heard of it. It don't matter if you think it's hocus pocus. I dare you to try.
Of the battle of life, it's easy to fight when you're winning. It's easy to slave and starve and be brave when the dawn of success is beginning. But the man who can meet despair and defeat with a cheer, there's the man of God's choosing. The man who can fight to heaven's own height is the man who can fight when he's losing. Carry on, carry on. Things never were looming so black. But show that you haven't a cowardly streak. And though you're unlucky, you never are weak. Carry on, carry on. Brace up for another attack. It's looking like hell, but you never can tell. Carry on, old man. Carry on.
Thoughts become things. Whether you're visualizing or just daydreaming, thinking the good thoughts or worrying on your way to work. Recognize this principle. Understand its existence in your life, because then you can begin using it, deliberately turning your wishes into reality and living the life of your dreams. Because whatever it is that you most want truly lies only a thought away. Madam Contest Master.
I realize
many supplements on the market are hard to absorb or packed with fillers, but that's not the case with Quiksilver Scientific. Quiksilver Scientific is a U.S.-based company that manufactures advanced liposomal supplements, making nutrients easier for your body to absorb and put to work quickly. Made in Colorado in an NSF GMP certified facility and rigorously tested, this is science first supplementation. After adding ultravitamin into my routine, recovery feels faster and I don't hit that midday crash anymore. Trusted worldwide for supplements that truly make a difference in performance, resilience, and well-being. Quiksilver Scientific makes advanced liposomal supplements so you can actually feel the difference. Energy, focus, calm, recovery. Get 10% off plus free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. That's tryqs.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key. And that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
That when to have the level of success that I want to have, it's difficult to spread it out and do multiple things. It takes such a desperate, obsessive focus. You really got to focus with all of your fiber and all of your heart and all of your creativity.
It is impossible for you to think an impossible thought. That is impossible. You can't think something that ain't possible. You ain't that smart. So if it's in your head, you got to ask yourself, how did it get there? That's God showing you a preview of a coming attraction he has for you. The problem with most people is you think your imagination is hocus pocus. It's really not. It's a preview of a coming attraction. If you react to your imagination, that's where your real life is. It's just God showing you what he has for you. It's the problem people have is they tell their imagination to the wrong people.
To get anything of value, you have to sacrifice.
Is that when it feels scary to jump, Ian, that is exactly when you jump. Otherwise, you end up staying in the same place your whole life. And that I can't do.
I know that, Dad, but I think if we continue down this road, it's going to be too detrimental for the kids. It's just too hard.
Do you know that the harder thing to do and the right thing to do are usually the same thing? Nothing that has meaning is easy. Easy doesn't enter into grown-up life.
Now, the truth is, there's more than enough good to go around. There's more than enough creative ideas. There's more than enough power. There's more than enough love. There's more than enough joy.
All of this begins to come through a mind that is aware of its own infinite nature.
You think you a fool, you'll act like a fool. You think you poor, you act the way they tell you poor people supposed to act. Plant. You want to grow corn, you plant a seed. It works with everything else. Plant. You want to get a new car, buy the keychain and put it away. The car will come to you. That's what the real God is about.
You're going to realize it one day. That happiness was never about your job or your degree or being in a relationship. Happiness was never about following in the footsteps of all of those who came before you. It was never about being like the others. One day you're going to see it, that happiness was always about the discovery, the hope, the listening to your heart, and following it wherever it chose to go. Happiness was always about being kinder to yourself. It was always about embracing the person you were becoming. One day you will understand that happiness was always about learning how to live with yourself, that your happiness was never in the hands of others. One day you'll realize that true happiness comes from within, and no external factors can define it. It was always about you. It was always about you.
When you start feeling the emotions of the things that you want in your life or that you would like to create in your life ahead of the actual experience, it's impossible for you to want it. Why could you possibly want it if you feel like it's already happened? Maintain that modified state of being. Get so good at doing it with your eyes closed. Start practicing with your eyes open. And if you can maintain that modified state of mind and body your entire day, you start feeling connected. You start feeling more whole. You start to see those synchronicities, those coincidences, those opportunities start showing up in your life, and you're not going anywhere to get them. They're actually coming to you.
Successful people are always too busy doing what the other guys are still talking about. Successful people are always willing to do what the other guys are not willing to do.
Your friends are shit. It's unmade 25 grand last month. They're not gonna believe you. F them. Parents don't like the life you lead? You, mom and dad. See how it feels when you're making their excess payments.
Set a goal to become a millionaire. Here's why. For what it will make of you to achieve it. Set a goal that'll make you stretch that far. For what it will make of you to achieve it.
Today, it's easier to make money than ever before. You are on your way to having your first $1 million in the bank and all of your bills paid.
Think and grow rich. Think and grow rich.
Success is something you attract, not something you pursue. Success is looking for a good place to stay. So instead of going after it, you work on yourself. Personal development.
Why is it that people are successful? It's simply this. The rich get richer, the poor get poorer. Why? It's because the rich think about wealth and affluence all the time. And what do the poor think about? The poor think about lack, loss, and limitation, risk, danger, fear, failure all the time.
Think and grow rich. Think and grow rich. Think and grow rich.
You become what you think about. And here's the interesting thing. You can choose. Choose what you think about. Choose. With your business, choose what you're aiming at. With your leadership, choose what you're aiming at. With your team, choose. Help them choose. The act of intentionality is so freaking powerful. It's unbelievable. Henry Ford said, if you think you can or you think you can't, you're right. I am amazed at the things we don't do because we have this little tiny bit of fear that offsets all the other data and all the other evidence in our life that causes us to not go do something. Because we just don't believe. And it's weird. When you start to believe, you become what you think about.
Never say you can't do it. Say, I haven't done it yet. I haven't done it yet. And that's true with everything. It's like, there's nothing that you can't do. You may not have done it yet. We don't know if you can do it or not until you really practice And then you find out if you can do it or not, or how well you can do it.
Money is not our issue. The mindset of money is our issue. If you don't have a mindset for money, then trading stocks and options wouldn't be the game for you, because you're not going to know how to manage your risk. You're not going to have the discipline to be able to stay out of the market when necessary. You're not understanding money in its totality. So when you got the mindset of money coupled with the skill of making money, this is what equals a wealthy person. This is what allows a person to be able to build wealth throughout their generations.
You cannot have what you're not willing to become vibrationally. If you do get it, you'll lose it. This is why people, they'll win the lottery, they lose everything. They'll get a modicum of success but can't hold on to it, because inside they weren't vibrationally aligned. They really hadn't become it. So you can temporarily manipulate and get things, but to have it completely, you have to lift your vibration and become that.
You can have more than you've got because you can become more than you are. And of course, the other side of the coin reads, unless you change how you are, you'll always have what you got. I have found in my experience that income does not far exceed personal development. Now, sometimes income takes a lucky jump, but sure enough, unless you grow out where it is, it'll usually come back where you are. Life has strange ways. If somebody hands you $1 million, best you become a millionaire quickly, so you get to keep the money. Otherwise, sure enough, it'll disappear. Somebody once said, if you took all the money in the world, divided it up equally among everybody, it would soon all be back in the same pockets. Incredible.
Money does not exist. Did you know that? I learned that years ago from a very wealthy man. I was free from money that day. He says money is an idea. It's in your head. It's an idea. You are supposed to work for purpose, not money. If you find your purpose, money will find you. If you're not in your purpose, you haven't found your purpose, you're still working for money. Money is your boss.
Think and grow rich. If you can focus on building something for you, your life will be way better. So I started down that journey. Because at the end of the day, thoughts are things. What you think about truly becomes your reality. One of the most magnificent things that I've discovered in the 46 years I've been on this earth is that genuinely, whatever reality you create in your mind, you can eventually walk towards and exist it. That's amazing, because I believe we're creating, and I believe that we can co-create. A lot of people think that's hocus pocus, but one, like my mentor said, he said, no, it's hocus focus.
Wow.
So if you focus on it for real, like really focus on a particular destination that you want to get to, and then you're willing to put in the work every day consistently, eventually you can get there.
Everything is possible in your life when you believe. When you believe, everything is possible.
What come out your mouth is what's going to come back to you. It's the law of attraction. All men are dogs. You finna meet all of them. I never get nobody. You're not. I can't lose this weight. You sure ain't. I'ma get fit this year. Strong possibility. I'll never be rich. Promise you, you won't. I'ma be rich one day. Strong possibility. That's how it works, man. It is the law of attraction. The moment you say it, you begin to change. It's the process. If you think big, you'll be big. If you think small, you'll be small.
A negative mental attitude can bring you nothing but failure. Remember always, you are where you are and what you are because of your mental attitude in which you relate yourself to other people. Remember also, your mental attitude is the one and the only thing over which you have complete control. Success is something which has to be planned, and success is something which has to be earned.
Anything that you can hold in your mind on a continuing basis, you can be, have, or do. You will become what you think about. Your only job is to make a very, very clear decision about the person you want to be, the things that you want to have, the goals that you want to accomplish, and then make sure that you feed your mind continuously, day by day, week by week, hour by hour, with words, pictures, images, ideas, thoughts, and information consistent with your goals and your ideals.
You cannot have wealth in your material world until you first visualize the wealth in your mind.
If you get a picture of what you really want, then it's just a matter of time until you have it.
They keep reminding yourself that you have tremendous reservoirs of potential within you, and therefore you are quite capable of doing anything you set your mind to. You really can.
So all you must do is figure out how you can do it, not whether you can or not.
About 5 years ago, I met a wise and wealthy man who had spent his entire life studying success. And he'd reached a clear conclusion concerning the reason for success in life and especially in business. He's dead now, but I'll never forget what he told me. He said the key to success was to set a goal and then to stay with it until you achieve success in at least one important thing. He said that your subconscious mind will then accept that success experience and store it as a pattern, like a template.
And then from then on, your subconscious will drive you and direct you and guide you to repeat the pattern of success in other things that you attempt. Another way of saying it is that nothing succeeds like success. Psychologists have demonstrated that achievement brings you a natural high. Once you've experienced your first great success, then not only are you unconsciously programmed to repeat it, but nothing else will ever give you the same wonderful sense of satisfaction.
Don't ever let somebody tell you you can't do something. Not even me. You got a dream, you got to protect it. People can't do something themselves. They want to tell you you can't do it. You want something, go get it. Period.
Start working for yourself. Sky's the limit.
What is the one thing that people who made $1 million that they did that I guarantee you are not doing? It is called work. They worked 12 to 14 to 16 hours a day, 7 days a week on making money. They had an obsession with making money. That's all they thought about. They had singular focus. They had singleness of purpose. And I guarantee you don't do that because you want to live a balanced life. Well, I'm sorry, but people who succeed in life don't live a balanced life. It is a fantasy. It is a myth. If you say, I want to live a balanced life and make millions, welcome to Fantasy Island.
Is there any better feeling than being locked in?
No.
Like when you are locked in and you are, you know, you're taking and you're in a rhythm and you're every day you're knocking it down. You never miss a step. Like you go to bed feeling great. You wake up feeling inspired. You go in the gym with energy, right? Like that's the best way to live.
But I promise you, bro, you have so much potential. If you literally just took it and put it in one place, you could literally change your life.
Truly believe that if you put your 100% effort into something, then you can't lose. God knows if you deserve the results. And if you truly try, you truly commit yourself 100% to something, I don't see how you could fail it. But I don't think you can. But I refuse. I completely refuse. You can't fail it.
You said you were going to do it this year, but you didn't. So what's going to be different about this year? What kind of person are you going to actually become in order to achieve what the f*** you want to achieve?
It is easier to make money than ever before. You can make more money faster today than ever before in history. Why aren't more people making money? Wealthy people show initiative. Broke people don't.
The faster you are, the more money you will make. Your bank account is actually a reflection of how fast you move. I was sitting with one of my mentors, Bill Perkins. I asked him, Bill, you're worth a lot of money. You've made hundreds of millions of dollars. Why do you think you've been so successful? And he kind of looked at me and he thought for a second and he said, I move really fast. By the time somebody else has thought about an idea, taken it to investment committee, I've already started, made 3 mistakes and found a better way.
Now y'all look money hungry. And that's good. Anybody tells you money is the root of all evil doesn't have any.
A broke person thinks that there's a limit to opportunity and a limit to the amount of money out there, that there's a finite resource of money. They think, I just don't have opportunities. I've missed the opportunities. There's this limiting belief around money that poor or broke people have. Rich people, on the other hand, understand this, that money is a renewable resource, which means if they lose all their money today, it's no problem. They can create more. Do you understand this? Do you think that you can create as much money as you want? You don't, do you?
Working jobs we hate, so we can buy shit we don't need.
When you really want something, just in my life experience and seeing other people, seeing myself, seeing other people that like made stuff happen, it's like, man, when you really want something, you're going to find a way, ultimately.
Every single day is about winning that battle against yourself.
And it might not be today or next year or 5 years or 10 years, but this thing takes priority and precedent over all other things.
You have to want it. You have to want to be better.
When you realize you have to make this shit work or you're falling on your face, it's a different kind of grind, a different kind of mentality, a different kind of person, a different side of you that you've never seen before that comes out when you go all in.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.